Hello and welcome to my hermitage. This is Father Clint Honkamp, coming to you from St. Pius V Priory in Chicago, Illinois. And from here I publish each day my blog, The Word from My Hermitage. We reflect over Scripture and share its meaning. And today is Monday of the 32nd week in Ordinary Time, November 10th, 2025. St. Luke writes, Jesus said to his disciples, "Things that cause sin will inevitably occur, but woe to the one through whom they occur. It would be better for him if a millstone were put around his neck and he be thrown into the sea than for him to cause one of these little ones to sin." In today's gospel, Jesus begins with a sobering truth. Things that cause sin will inevitably occur, but woe to the one through whom they occur. Jesus doesn't speak this as a threat, but as a deep expression of concern. He acknowledges the reality of a fallen world, a world where temptation and scandal are part of the landscape. Yet he also calls his followers to a higher standard, to be people who protect, not the corrupt, people who lift up, not tear down. Each of us, whether we realize it or not, carries influence. Parents, teachers, priests, co-workers, even friends, all have an impact on other souls. Jesus' warning about the millstone around the neck is his way of saying, your influence matters eternally. The little ones he speaks of may be children, but also anyone who is new, fragile, or struggling in faith. To cause one of them to stumble by cynicism, hypocrisy, or indifference is to wound the heart of Christ himself. In our digital age, this message is perhaps more urgent than ever. One careless post, one bitter remark, one public sin can mislead thousands. The call to be careful with our witness is not just ancient wisdom, it is essential Christian responsibility. Before we can guide others, we must examine our own hearts. Jesus calls us to honesty about the ways we might subtly lead others astray, not only by what we do, but by what we fail to do. Do I give scandal by neglecting prayer, by gossiping, by treating others harshly? Do I discourage faith in someone who is searching? Holiness isn't about perfection. It's about integrity. When our lives reflect Christ's mercy, patience, and humility, we draw others naturally toward God. Rather than living in fear of causing sin, Jesus wants us to live in love. The opposite of scandal is encouragement, to be the kind of person who restores hope, who strengthens others' faith, who reflects the compassion of Christ. Every act of kindness, every word of patience, every quiet example of prayer is a counterweight to the world's temptations. We become millstones, yes, but millstones that anchor others in faith rather than drag them down. Christ's warning is strong because his love is stronger. He cares deeply for every little one, and he entrusts their care to us. Let us pray. Lord, help me never to be the cause of another's stumbling. Let my life, my words, my example be a bridge, not a barrier, to your love. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today, I invite you to share them with others, and perhaps invite them to join us each day here in my hermitage as we reflect over Scripture and walk together the way of faith. Amen.